I'm joined right now by Christy Tully, the PRO of the Roscommon Agricultural Show. Christy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And thank you for joining us. And thank you for facilitating Ross FM.
Thanks. No problem. Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about the work that went into making today possible?
Well, it's our 47th annual show, and we're 47 years at the same thing. We're progressing every year, and we're very pleased with the turnout we had today across the board, from cattle, sheep, horses, dogs. Very large entries. I said entries are up 20% on previous years.
And what would you attribute that to? Is it more money or more people, more advertising?
Well, I'd attribute it to money and more people is involved. So the younger people is getting more involved and more interested, you know.
And isn't it great to have them?
Yeah, for young kids as well. And once they get started going, they keep involved, you know.
And I've been speaking to people from Wicklow who are taking part in competitions as well. So people from all over have heard about the Roscommon Agricultural Show.
Yeah, we have people from the four corners of Ireland. We have an All-Ireland here in Irish Draft, Ireland City, sponsored by Hannon, Carsport Ireland. And we have 17 entered in from all over Ireland, right? And we had performance classes there. It was 750 a class. And there's no show in Ireland. The horse section alone was about 8,500 prize money.
It's a lot of money, isn't it, to bring into the...
30,000 in general to run the whole show, you know. So cattle is up, horses is up, sheep, dogs, very good. There's a great interest in the dogs in Roscommon Show, the arts and crafts and...
But I presume the 30,000 is only a small part of what it's worth to the economy of Roscommon at this stage.
Well, it's worth a lot, and there's a spin-off there for the hotels and pubs, restaurants, and general, like, you know, people have got diesel and petrol and different things. So
all these people...
It's bringing people to town anyway, put it that way, right?
And it's definitely putting Roscommon on the map, and congratulations to yourself and your committee for doing it. And I got the sense as well, talking to a lot of other people, that most people involved in this are volunteers. They're working on their own time to do this for the good of Roscommon.
Well, they're all volunteers. There's no one in our committee getting paid for anything. And they put an awful lot of hard work from preparing the field to look at it. And we have to thank the sponsors. We'd have no show without sponsorship. And we have to be very grateful for the whole of County Roscommon. We get a lot of sponsorship from the town and the surrounding areas, and we appreciate it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to run any show.
Yeah, and I know it's something that...
Church collections that we have also, we sell tickets. So we're funding ourselves, you know.
It's something that we've talked a lot about here at Ross FM as well, sponsorship, and the Roscommon people are very good at coming out and supporting their own. And definitely the sense of pride that you get talking to people today in Roscommon is very evident. So it's great to be able to support your own and then to see something like today that comes from it.
That's great, yeah. And it was a lot of effort put in, so it's nice to see a big turnout. And actually, we're blessed with the weather as well, so that helps as well, like, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. And someone must have put the child of Prague without the head out last night, because it definitely did wonders for Roscommon Town this afternoon.
Yeah, well, it was promised that way. I mean, it wasn't me putting it out on the
Wasn't that? Well, somebody did.
We're blessed with the day, as they say, and it's promised bad tomorrow again.
Yeah.
Enough of rain down yesterday, so we're lucky.
I know
the ground is in good condition. The ground is in very good condition.
And that's very important as well. And you know, I was in there last night setting up the OB unit, and it's a fabulous field, a fabulous resource to have almost in the centre of a town and to have access from a main route.
That's right, and as the route yourself says, we have to thank Cannon's Hotel for giving this field every year, like, you know, and we appreciate it. But it's a great centre for a show. Like, everyone knows the hotel and where the field is, and it's on the main road, so like, you're not going backwards or... There's not much problem with traffic. And we have great stewards to line up the cars and put some the horse bodies and horse lorries and say the...
I want to say thanks myself to the stewards as well. Like, when I went down there early this morning to set up the OB unit for Ross FM, they were very facilitating of us and allowed us to bring our equipment into the field and everything else, done in a very professional way. As you say, volunteers working professionally.
Yeah, I have great stewards. I'm great. We're head of the section in each section, from arts, crafts to... The dogs, cattle, sheep, horses, you name it, poultry. We have great heads of section and great committee on each section, you know. Without them, we could have no show.
No, and I suppose it really does focus again on the volunteering aspect of a lot of this, that without volunteers, without local people giving their time, that this wouldn't happen.
Yeah, well, sure. Put it this way, we start 9 months of the year is put into preparing and getting ready.
Well, I have news for you.
And different stuff, you know. So
your chairperson thinks that the first meeting for the 48th show is next Thursday night. So
that's right, yeah. James Leeson is our chairman.
I spoke to him earlier on, but actually we got cut off. Something happened with the technology, but I want to thank him for facilitating us as well. And if there are volunteers who want to get involved in the Roscommon Agriculture Show, I guess next Thursday night is the night to get in contact with you guys.
That's great, yeah. Give us one of us a ring and we'll be delighted to have them, right?
And
the more the merrier, as I said, the more help we have, the better, you know.
And I know it mightn't be a fair question to ask the PRO of the show, but I asked everybody else, what outside their section caught their eye? So what caught your eye today as you walked around Hannon's field?
Well, the layout of the field actually is number one, you know, and probably location. But look, I'm really into the horses and that, so I'd be saying the horses. But we had, our numbers in horses are tripled the last number of years, so we're happy to head it. But every section, you know, Yanis, which everywhere puts in there for every section is as good, and we get support. Probably to me, the dog section would be probably, there's a lot of people interested in dogs, you know. More or less for horses, sheep or cattle, you have to be interested in that section, you know. Well, everyone will have a look at a dog or a child, you know, child classes, there are free classes, and there's a lot of stuff free for kids, and the field looks very well, in my opinion, anyway. I do a lot of shows because I do a bit of judging myself, right? And I think our own is one of the better ones, to be honest, you know.
Well, certainly location as well puts it right in the heart of town, almost bringing agriculture and farming and rural into the heart of Roscommon Town.
That's right, yeah. Well, as you know yourself, we have a good county town here in Roscommon Town. Like, we have a lot of businesses, and as the man says, we have big supermarkets, and people are coming into the town, which is a big benefit to the town as well, you know.
And things like this showcase Roscommon further away as well, when you say people come from all over the country to be here.
Yeah, they're from north, south, but people from Dublin, Kildare, Meath, oh, you can name it, Mayo, a big support, because even today there's a show in Mayo, and actually I have, I'd say, the weight of the horse, enough showing the horses in Roscommon. Our prize money is good, so.
Well, the money will always attract people. Niamh was telling me earlier on that there were people riding around.
There are other sections, like cattle, salmon, sheep.
Niamh was telling me earlier on there were people riding around on horses in top coats and hats.
That's right, yeah. Well, there is riding classes there for hunters and calves.